to another edition of Northwestern Outdoors Radio, the weekly show covering the great outdoors in the Pacific Northwest and Rocky Mountain West. Fishing, hunting, conservation, recreation, and destinations, we cover that and more. Northwestern Outdoors is brought to you by Max Lur, Sportsman's Warehouse, Northeast Montana's Missouri River Country, the Wallowa County Chamber of Commerce, and the Northern Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery Program. Now, let's see what's in store this week. Here's your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you've been enjoying this unseasonably warm spring weather that we've had over the last couple of weeks. I don't know about you, but I just love soaking in the sun and watching the sunsets from my back patio right outside of Pothole State Park in the Columbia Basin of Eastern Washington. I hope you've been able to get out there, too, for some fishing. I finally got to do that for a little bit, and maybe some wildlife watching. As we mentioned last week, the Othello Sandhill Crane Festival is actually taking place this weekend near the town of Othello and in the Columbia Basin. There's a lot of birders out and about looking not only at the cranes, but at the, some 10,000 snow geese we've got on Potholes Reservoir. Something else I was able to do last week was attend the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show, and I've got to say, I was impressed. Quite a few more vendors than I've seen in the last couple of years. Lots of fresh ones, too. And yes, we were recording audio at the Bighorn Show, put on by the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. And we're going to share some of that audio with you today. We're going to tell you about the opportunity to harvest a bison, your choice of a trophy bull or a cow, and take home several hundred pounds of meat on the Kalispell Tribal Reservation in Northeast Washington. We'll talk to Steve Temple with Clark Fork Trout about fishing the Clark Fork and how he thinks it's going to be this year. He thinks it's going to be very interesting because of the low snowpack. Steve will also share some details about what you can expect to catch when you fish the Clark Fork, and a lot of it is seasonally dependent. Someone else you'll hear from today is our friend Mike Mock. Now, he has a lot of hats. He is the owner of Mock's Fishing Stuff and Lure Safe, has a store up in Brewster, Washington, and he's just changed the name of that store. It's now Brewster Bait and Tackle. He's extended his line of tackle and his hours of operation. And he'll tell you not only about that, but also about the Brewster Salmon Derby that he is in charge of. This is a really big event that happens the first weekend of August. And the king of the pool, the biggest Chinook that's brought into the scales, is going to be worth $2,000 for one lucky angler. We'll remind you again about some other tournaments coming up in Eastern Washington on the Big Bass Trail. And you'll want to sign up for those soon because registration deadline's coming up soon. Sticking with fishing, we've got a contestant on our Trail of Shame, and it's a person who had his record trout revoked. We'll tell you why that happened towards the end of our program today. And somebody else you'll hear from today is the owner of Lower Snake River Outfitters. He is offering guided or do-it-yourself coyote hunts on a private 10,000-acre ranch along the Snake River right now. And in the fall, he'll be offering mule deer hunts during both the general rifle season and the muzzleloader season. Throw in our Sportsman's Warehouse trivia question of the week, and as always, we've got a lot coming your way, to include a brand new segment. As we mentioned last week, we had to bid a fond farewell to David Sparks, the host of Sportsman Spotlight that we've been carrying for at least 10 years on this show. Unfortunately, the Ag Information Network of the West is discontinuing that short segment, so we had to go look for another one, and I think I found one you're going to really like. It's called Bird Note, and if you go to the website, birdnote.org, you're going to find out more about it. It's all about our feathered friends, not just here in the Northwest and the Western U.S., but really all over the country and the world, and about bird watching, too. Usually, you'll hear this on NPR stations. However, they have been kind enough to allow us to air it here on Northwestern Outdoors Radio, and we're going to give you your first edition of Bird Note right now.
This is Bird Note. We often think of spring as the nesting season for birds, but great horned owls nest in winter because young owls take a long time to grow up. This pair occupies a large stick nest in a tall cottonwood, a nest that red-tailed hawks built last year. The female great horned owl, which outweighs the male by a third, incubated her eggs for a full month, never leaving the nest. The male owl hunted for both. When the eggs hatched, The downy owlets were the size of newborn chickens. The male remained the sole provider for another 2 weeks until the young put on a second set of down feathers. Now, the young can be left alone while both adult great horned owls resume hunting at twilight. From elevated perches, they plunge with silent wings into prey below. They take mice, rabbits, and opossums, ducks and crows, even skunks and young raccoons. The young owls will remain with their parents for several months, and because the cycle started in winter, the young will have an abundance of prey when they are finally on their own. To see photos of great horned owls, come to birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
I don't know about you, but I absolutely love this new segment, Bird Note. One thing we are looking at doing here is trying to find a sponsor. We want to give the folks at Bird Note some financial compensation for this if we can. So if you're listening and you're a small business owner, or maybe you're somebody who makes supplies for bird and wildlife watchers, let's have a conversation about helping out the folks at Bird Note so we can keep this on the air, Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
He said we're right on him. Without missing a beat, you'll drop your line down to 42 feet. If you don't screw up, it won't be long. Someone in this boat's gonna sing Fish On.
Fish on, fish on. Do it by the book, don't take too long. Set the hook, reel it in strong. Fish on.
You're back in with Northwestern Outdoors fish Radio. I'm John Cruz. We are broadcasting from the seminar room at the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show in Spokane, catching up with my old friend Mike Mock. He's the man behind Lure Safe and Mock's Fishing Stuff, and he also is a coordinator for the Brewster Salmon Derby. Mike, great to have you back on the air.
Good morning. Thank you, John.
So let's start off with some news. You have changed your tackle shop name, haven't you?
Yeah, we changed to Brewster Bait and Tackle Shop just because we are located in Brewster, and it just rolls off the tip of your tongue. So we have now Brewster. Mock Fishing Stuff is still in there, where they're still the main company, but Brewster Bait and Tackle is now the name of my store.
Does that mean you've expanded your line of tackle that's available to anglers?
We really have. We keep getting other businesses that want to come in and have their tackle in my store, so it is really nice. I got really nice Bass Guys and J&J tackle out of California and some really nice tackle.
Well, that's the great thing about Brewster. I mean, people always associate it with the sockeye salmon and the summer and fall Chinook run, but you've got a lot of good bass fishing up there. You've got a lot of lakes that have some good trout fishing in the area. It's really in a very good centralized location for all sorts of fishing opportunities.
Well, that's right, and we got Rufus Woods. That's a big time triploid and big trout fishery, and all of our bass lakes. You know, it's just amazing. We got huge bass and walleye and burbot. So we got some big fishing up in our area, and like I say, salmon. The salmon's going to be big this year again. So that's my main bread and butter is the salmon for sure.
We'll get into the Salmon Derby in a minute, but before we do, I want to talk about your product, Lure Safe. I'm in love with it. You know, I'm a bass angler, fish some tournaments, and so, you know, it's all about efficiency. You don't want to be tying up when you're changing rods in the middle of the tournaments. You're always keeping like four rods at a minimum that are fully rigged, and having your Lure Safe covers on them really helps prevent getting tangled with the other lines and the other lures, which, again, loss of efficiency.
Well, that's right. And a lot of us take like maybe 6 or 8 setups with us usually, and kayaks are good for that. They don't have a lot of room. So I made this new Wesley series that has, you can put your Dodgers inside one pocket and your lures on the other pocket on the outside. Folds up. There's some of them are 6, 8, and 12 pockets that fold up. And you got a six-pack ready to go, or your lures are ready to go, and it's great for storage and all that stuff.
So why don't you describe exactly how these Lure Safe products are made? Because it's pretty simple, but like I said, it's pretty ingenious too.
Well, yeah, like I said, we started with just trying to get a way to keep our tackle away from the two poles. So we just use vinyl, a high-grade vinyl, Velcro, and now we've incorporated mesh for a lot of this stuff as well, because it helps it breathe and helps the water drain out. And it works really nice. It seems simple, takes a little bit of work, but it's definitely efficient.
Well, not only that, it lasts a long time. I think I've had mine for about 5 years now, and they show no signs of getting worn out at all. So should people go to luresafe.com? Is that the website if they're not in the Brewster area and they're listening today?
Correct. LureSafe.com is where my products are at. I don't do it through my base store. All my products are basically LureSafe.com, and it should be a simple, really nice website to work.
And Brewster Bait and Tackle, what are the days and hours of operation? I'm guessing that changes, you know, from spring to summer.
Yeah, so I've been opening at 10:30 till 4 or 6, but now I've decided this year for when the salmon rolled in July, we're going to try to open at 6 or 6:30 in the morning and maybe close for an hour during lunch and then stay open until 7 or 8 at night. And there'll be intermittent times when I have to leave, but there'll be signs and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're catering to the fishermen, so come on up.
Yeah, and you're definitely catering to a lot of work to yourself, too. Do you have any employees, or is it still just you?
At this time, it's only me. I did happen to run across somebody that now is going to help me with my sewing, which is really, really nice. It's really what I've been missing. And she comes with a husband who is really, really energetic, and he might be good around the place as well. So I think I got a trifecta there, so it's going to work out very nice.
All right. Let's turn our attention to the Brewster Salmon Derby. What are the dates this year?
August 2nd through 4th. Skipper meeting is on the 1st. And tickets are on sale at BrewsterSalmonDerby.com. And we also have them there at Mock Fishing Stuff, Brewster Bait and Tackle Store. And it looks like a big, big run this year. And we got some great big sponsors already coming in. So it's going to be a great event.
Let's talk a little bit about the format in terms of how it works and what you can win.
Okay, well, it's been King of the Pool is the biggest fish of the weekend. That's a $2,000 prize for the King of the Pool. First place is the next biggest fish, and they're $1,500. On down, we pay down to sixth place cash, and then we get prizes for the rest. So there's big money to be made, and we get prizes to all the youth, and all the children get prizes. So it's really a good event.
Is there a youth division, too?
Yes, there's a youth. They get, I think their prize is $550 for first place, so yeah.
Now, some of the derbies have like a combined weight. So if the boat comes in with, you know, everyone has a fish and it weighs more than anybody else's, they win. Is yours just focused on the one biggest fish that you bring to the scales?
Yeah, and we have side pots too, where you can, you know, the team, whoever wins, they have team side pot, so we have that as well. It's been that way for years. And we do have a mystery weight, and we have average weight of the event the whole weekend, so we have that as well. So there's extra prizes. This year's the 18th annual, so we are going to have a nice big prize sponsored by P1FCU is going to sponsor a big prize for 18th place this year, so 18th annual.
P1FCU, never heard of them.
Okay, they're Potlatch One Federal Credit Union. They're out of Idaho. They bought tons of the old Wells Fargo banks that were going out. They're in Brewster. They're all over Washington State now, and they're actually really a really great community service. They sponsor a lot of stuff. They sponsor almost every event we have in Brewster. They sponsor. They're also sponsoring the Salmon Derby again this year, so we're really happy about that.
And we should point out that you don't want to dilly-dally when it comes to getting your Derby tickets, because the number of entrants is limited, isn't it?
We have 300. We have a 300 people, ticket limit with 30 paper tickets. So we have 330 tickets we're going to get off this year. So yeah, there's definitely, you want to get on it. Tickets will really start popping. You want to get them way before if you can, because we're going to stop it, and it's going to be for sure this year. So yeah, it's going to work out.
All right. Well, the website to go to get your tickets for the Brewster Salmon Derby happening August 2nd through the 4th with the skipper's meeting on August 1st is BrewsterSalmonDerby.com. That's BrewsterSalmonDerby.com. You can get your tickets there, and you can also get tickets at Brewster Bait and Tackle, which is Mike Mock's store in Brewster.
And I also want to thank VIP Insurance. They're going to be our headline sponsor this year. We're really proud about that as well. Thank you.
Again, the Brewster Salmon Derby, it's a can't-miss event that's taking place on the Upper Columbia River this August. Don't miss out. Thanks as always, Mike.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it.
Let's head out of this segment the same way we came into it with that iconic song, Fish On by Mark Keller.
Fish on. Oh, hit him again. He's still kind of squirmy. Somebody call my taxidermy. Fish on. Fish on.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter. With the gear you need for fishing, hunting, camping, paddling, cooking, and just about anything else you can do in the woods or in the water. With over 125 stores across America, there is bound to be a Sportsman's Warehouse near you. With not only the gear you need, but also the experts to help you get the most out of the product you purchase. Head down to your local Sportsman's Warehouse today or shop online anytime at sportsmans.com. That's sportsmans.com.
Anglers are getting a raise this year with the Northern Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery Program, and the fish are biting. Here's how it works. First, register at a pike minnow station along the Columbia or Snake River. Next, go fishing for pike minnow and bring back all of them that measure 9 inches or longer. The fish are worth $6, $8, or $10, and the more fish you catch, the more each one is worth. Keep an eye out for tagged fish, too, because those are worth $500. Go fishing, make money, and have fun. Find out more at pikeminnow.org.
Come to Oregon's Wallowa County for outdoors adventure. Hike, ride, paddle, fish, or sightsee to your heart's content. And then visit one of our wonderful towns, whether it be Joseph with its beautiful bronze statues, our county seat in Enterprise, or one of our charming small towns like Wallowa, Imnaha, or Troy, where you can eat, shop, and sleep before continuing your adventure the next day. Plan your visit now at WallowaCountyChamber.com. That's WallowaCountyChamber.com.
BackcountryHunters.org. Join the fight for our public lands and waters today.
Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio and to an extended Max Minute brought to you by Max Lure.
It's time for another extended Max Minute. With us again is Bob Loomis. The topic this time is springers down at the Willamette River and on the Lower Columbia. Bobby, always good to have you on the show.
Thank you, John.
So how are we going to go ahead and get ourselves a limit of springers this time of year?
Well, you know, this time of the year when those fish first start coming in down in the lower river down there, one of my number one go-tos is the scent flash UV triangle. And, you know, fishing the triangle itself is a fantastic tool for attracting fish, you know, not only because of the colors and the high UV that's on the flasher itself, but because of the fact that you can open it up and fill it up with scent. You can put scented tunas, you can put in shrimp, you can put in herring, you can put anything in it. And that added scent is fantastic for catching springers.
So I know you hate this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When it comes to springers on the Willamette, what kind of scent will you choose?
Honestly, because of the fact, you know, you're fishing a triangle flasher, you're not imparting movement on your lure. So everybody's going to be fishing cut plug herring. So I would either go with herring or, honestly, shrimp is what I would use.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. If you are after some springers, do you know what to do now? Just go ahead and get yourselves a scent flash from Max Lure and tie on some herring behind it, and you're going to be set. You'll be right there with the rest of the crowd, but you'll be fishing them, probably outfishing them, because you will have what you need for success. You can find the scent flash at sporting goods stores all over the Northwest, including Fisherman's Marine and Sportsman's Warehouse. And you can also find it online anytime at maxlure.com. Thanks as always, Bobby.
Thank you, John.
Game-changing. That's the best way to describe the new Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher from Max Lure Company. This 360-degree rotational inline flasher features a scent release system attracting salmon to the lure behind it like no other flasher on the market. Soak the free scent pad with any type of oil or gel, or load up the cavity with any type of bait for fishing success beyond your wildest dreams. It's the Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher, only from Max Lure Company.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter, full of the gear you need to succeed this hunting season. Firearms, ammo, archery equipment, decoys, clothing, boots, and more. Find a location near you or shop online today at sportsmans.com.
Go fishing. Help salmon and make money. You can do it through September 30th by catching northern pike minnow and turning them in for cash. Here's how it works. First, register at a designated station on the Columbia or Snake River. Then, go fishing. At the end of the day, turn in any pike minnow you catch 9 inches or longer and look for the ones with tags worth $500. You'll get vouchers for those pike minnow you turn in, and you mail those in for cash. Find out more at pikeminnow.org.
Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We are broadcasting from the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show in Spokane. And we're catching up once again with Steve Temple. He is the owner of Clark Fork Trout. And you can go to his website, clarkforktrout.com. He's also got a fly shop in St. Regis that he operates with his wife, Peggy. Steve, great to have you back on the air.
Well, thanks for having us here.
Let's talk about what's going to be new this year on the Clark Fork River.
Well, we've got a lot of returning customers. People are looking forward now, all of a sudden, that we got good weather, to being back on the river. So we're starting to book trips, put things together. But, you know, I think the big difference this year is going to be the unknown amount of water we've got. The high country has got not 100% snowpack, maybe 70, 80% of snowpack, but we don't have any low-level snow. And in 20 years we've been doing this, it could be that we may not have a runoff at all, and we may just go right through spring and summer and be able to fish all the way through the year. Be interesting to see what it does to the bug populations, too, because, you know, some of them require high water in order to populate. So it's going to be an unknown, uncertain year, I think, for us.
Let's talk about the trout you can catch on the Clark Fork. Mainly a rainbow show?
No, it's about 50-50, rainbows and cuts. And, of course, the rainbows and cuts hybrid, they cross, and we get hybrid cutbows. But it's rainbows and cuts. Interestingly enough, in the spring, before runoff, the rainbows are really active, and we'll catch 80% rainbows. After runoff, we get into our cutthroats, and then now we're back to 80% cutthroats in the summer.
Interesting. What's the average size of the rainbows and cutthroats on the Clark Fork?
You know, we're 16-inch fish all summer long, whether it's spring or a pre-runoff or post-runoff. Our average fish is 16s. When we get an 18, a 19, or even 20, we call those picture fish. We'll get them out of the net, we'll hold them, and we'll get a picture. But our average fish runs, you know, that 15, 16-inch fish.
In terms of experience level, how experienced of a fly angler do you need to be to have a successful trip with one of your guides?
Well, during COVID, everybody from Arizona and California bought an RV, came to Montana, and when they got up here, they wanted to go fishing because that's what their buddies told them to do. So we nicknamed them the Pandanglers. And the Pandanglers had no experience in fly fishing at all. And we'd go out and we put many, many a day in teaching people to fish. And it's not a bad thing because it gets them into the sport. So we get that no experience crowd all the way to our experienced fly fishermen that have got years of experience. And as a guide, in the first 15 minutes, I can tell you what we're dealing with. You know, whether I've got somebody that I don't need to coach or talk to versus somebody I need to spend a lot of time coaching and advising. What's neat about the experienced customer or the experienced fisherman is we don't need to say a word to each other. We both know where the fish lives, and it's just a case of getting the boat close enough to get him on the fish. The inexperienced fisherman, now I got to have the boat right on top of the fish, and we got to help them get to the fish.
Speaking of the boats, are we talking rafts or are we talking drift boats here?
Now, 90% of what we guide and outfit on are all out of hard boats. The older fishermen that we've got, the 70 and 80s, all want a level hard floor to stand on. The only time we use a raft is if we're up on the Blackfoot. I got a Blackfoot permit, and we use a raft up there.
What section of the Clark Fork do you generally fish? It's a big river, and it covers a lot of ground. Anybody who's driven through western Montana knows that because you cross it like 13 times.
Well, obviously, we want to guide in our backyard. So we guide Forest Grove down to Paradise. It's about 60 miles of the river. And then every now and then, I get a little burr under my saddle, or one of my guides gets a burr, and we go up above Missoula, and we'll guide up there. A lot of times, we'll have to take a raft in that water. But it's just us as a guide wanting a little different experience. And we kind of cater that, tailor it to our customer. You don't want to take a brand new rookie up there and put them on tough navigating water. You want to take your experienced fisherman up there.
Something else that I've noticed about the Clark Fork, it's not nearly as crowded as some of Montana's more famous streams. You don't have a highway of guides going down the stream, it seems.
That's true. And that lasts up until the bitterroot gets super warm and low. And when the bitterroot drops way low and gets warm, then all those Missoula guides want to come down here and guide. And that's okay. You know, I mean, there's plenty of river and plenty of room. But you really see a shift of people deciding to fish in the lower Clark Fork based on river temperature. And, you know, a lot of years we just won't see them at all. But when the rivers really warm up, like happened last year, we'll see a lot of them come down and fish on our water.
What's your favorite time of year to fish the Clark Fork and favorite way to catch them?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
I have to mix it up every year.
I guess you do. You know, the spring is fun because the rainbows are hot. They jump like tarpon. And we're just talking about tarpon fishing. But you hook a rainbow hard and he wants to jump three or four times, especially if he's a bigger fish. So people that have never experienced that get a big kick out of catching a real hot rainbow. There aren't as many of them in the spring, so you'll have a good day if you got six or eight fish, but you'll have six or eight good fish. So that's kind of my favorite experience. The most predictable month of the year is July. Everybody likes to go July because it's warm and there's plenty of fish and plenty of hatches and things are good.
All right, well, bottom line is this. If you want an uncrowded and very enjoyable experience, head to St. Regis. You can either drop by the fly shop or book a trip with ClarkForkTrout.com. That's the website to go to, ClarkForkTrout.com. Steve and Peggy, they will definitely hook you up and show you a good time, and I think you're going to love fishing the Clark Fork in northwest Montana. Steve, always a pleasure to have you on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Cool, take care of that knee.
You're back in with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're broadcasting from the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show in Spokane, and I ran across a pretty interesting opportunity. You could actually head up to the Kalispell Tribal Reservation, and no, it's not in Montana. It's actually in Northeast Washington, and you can harvest a bison. It could be a trophy bull. It could be a cow. Either way, you're going to come home with a lot of meat and one heck of a story to tell. With us here to tell you more about this opportunity is Joseph Andrews. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Hello. We have different ages of buffalo you can hunt. We also butcher too, so we'll offer that in with to the package also.
Well, that is good to hear because I would hate to try to butcher one of these by myself. So it's kind of expensive. If you want a trophy bull, it's $10,000. If you want a cow, it's $5,000. How much meat are you going to get out of these animals?
The hanging weight is probably going to be around 800 to 900 pounds, and after that it's going to be even less after we take out the bones. So probably 500 to 600 for a cow. The bulls are going to be a little more.
You know, that's a lot of bison meat for the freezer, a lot of bison meat for all of your friends and family, too. I love this. So let's talk about the package. Again, it's $10,000 for trophy bull package, $5,000 for the cow package. So this is going to be a pretty short hunt, isn't it?
It'll be in the winter, but we have a certain amount of days we have marked out. Other than that, hunts will be available almost year-round.
And these bison, since it's on the reservation, do you need any sort of license or tribal permit to harvest them?
We'll have tribal permits available for people that harvest one. So if you don't want us to butcher it, we'll have a transport tag where you can take it to your local butcher.
Well, I'm guessing most people do want it butchered, though I'm also guessing some people want them out, especially on a trophy bull.
We do offer, I think it's called cape skinning. We do that for people that want to have a trophy bull, and we don't have a local taxidermist.
That's all right. There's plenty of taxidermists around the Northwest who'd be happy to do the job. So you got some add-ons as well. Pack and giraffe, $1 a pound. Summer sausage, pepperoni sticks available, $4 a pound. And you're going to need a place to stay. So where do folks stay when they go on this hunt with you?
Either at the Northern Quest Casino out in Arroway Heights or up in Cusick Nusk at the Kalispell Casino. There's local cottages.
Either one's going to be comfortable, that's for sure. All right, last but not least, if people want to book one of these trips and harvest a bison on the Kalispell Tribal Reservation, how do they do so?
They'd either contact Derek Bluff at dbluff2@kalispelltribe.com or jandrews@kalispelltribe.com. That'll get you our contact to us, and we can book you from there.
All right, that would be jandrews@kalispelltribe.com or contact Derek Bluff at dbluff2@kalispelltribe.com. Very unique opportunity here in Washington State to harvest a bison and get a whole bunch of meat in the freezer. Joseph, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Come to Montana's Missouri River Country for an awesome fishing adventure. Northeast Montana is home to Fort Peck Reservoir, a massive body of water known for great walleye, pike, bass, and Chinook salmon fishing. Nelson Reservoir has given up state records for northern pike and perch, and don't forget our rivers. The Yellowstone and Missouri are classic destinations. And if you're coming in June, you have to check out the Catfish Classic on the Milk River. Plan your fishing trip today at MissouriRiverMT.com and sign up to receive a free travel guide.
Back in with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We got more audio for you from the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show in Spokane, talking to a newer guide. His name is Kenan Van Hollenbeck. He operates in southeast Washington along the Snake River, not too far from Pasco, and he wants to take you hunting for either mule deer or coyotes, your choice. Kenneth, welcome to the show.
Nice to meet you.
So let's talk a little bit about where you are hunting, kind of a unique opportunity you have.
Yep. Yeah. So we're about a half hour northeast of Pasco, Washington, right along the river, right between the Lower Monumental Dam and the Ice Harbor Dam. We've got roughly 10,000 acres of private land, and we hunt mule deer, coyote, fully guided mule deer, and then our coyotes are either guided or do it yourself. And yeah, it's a fun place to hunt.
Well, and your prices aren't bad either. Well, let's start off with the coyote hunts. Not a lot of people offer those, but I understand you've been getting some customers.
Yeah, it was the last hunt I thought I'd ever sail, but hey, it's worked out. I've done two guided coyote hunts here this spring, and it's worked out pretty good.
What's the price for the guided coyote hunt, and what does this experience look like?
So the price is for the guided is $250 a person, two-on-one, so $200 per guide. That's for one day, and then if you want a two-day hunt, then it's $350 a person for a two-on-one hunt. Yeah, so it consists of, you know, I meet you at a location out there, Star Schoolhouse. It's a public school. I pick you up there, and then I provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner, if that, you know, pleases anybody. If they
that
want.
Pleases everybody.
Yeah, so, that's what we do, and then we just go out and we hit every spot we have, we call them in, we, you know, spot and stalk any way the person wants to hunt. That's what we do, so.
You know, coyote hunting, people think it's easy. It's not. There's a reason why Lee Coyote has the name that he has. So, what's the success rate, at least in terms of getting a shot?
That depends on what you're comfortable what your comfortable range is. The likelihood of seeing a coyote that you can shoot within, you know, 300 to 400 yards is, I would say, 90 to 100%.
That's good.
Not gonna say 100, maybe 90 to 99%, because every time you look for them, they're harder to find. But if you're just driving around, that's when you usually find them. But it's, if you're comfortable that 300 to 400 yard range, your chances are pretty good. If you want 100 yards and in, still opportunity, you can call them in. It just depends on if they want to, you know, play the game that day.
Most of your hunters, are they using like AR platform rifles, or are they using traditional bolt action rifles for the coyotes?
Both. The first one, the guy had an AR-10. His son had a 12-gauge shotgun, so it was this kid's dream to call in a coyote, shoot it with his 12-gauge shotgun. And anyway, his dad booked the hunt, and they came out, and his dream came true. He got to shoot his first coyote, and yeah, it's pretty awesome to do that for people. So.
Yeah, that is fantastic. So again, I forgot to mention, you know, Lower Snake Outfitters, that's the name of your company. Do you have a website?
I do. It's lsooutfitters.com.
All right, lsooutfitters.com. Let's turn our attention to your deer hunts, because the Snake River certainly has some really good habitat for deer. Tell me a little bit about how these hunts work.
Yeah, so kind of the same thing, other than we have spots for RV for people that want to, you know, bring their RV, or there's an option I can set up a wall tent for people if they want that experience, or there's places to stay in hotels in town that I can recommend, and then I would just drive in, pick you up each day, and take you back at the end of each day. But yeah, so the mule deer hunts, it's a migratory corridor pretty much for these mule deer, and so I tell everybody it's not 100% shot opportunity. It's wild animals in a wild place, and it's, you know, right place at the right time. But yes, you're gonna see animals, I can promise that, but whether you'll find, you know, one you either want or one that's 3-point or better just depends on the day. Some days you can see nothing, the next day you'll see 5 legal bucks, so it just depends.
Yeah, and it's not easy to have a successful hunt for mule deer in eastern Washington, because number one, you do have that 3-point minimum, and number two, they can be hard to find, especially when opening day comes around. So you actually take the kids out the first couple days of the season, but that leaves you, what, about 5-6 days that you can still book for people who want to hunt after that?
Correct, yep. I got nieces and nephews that are getting into the hunting game, taking their safety course, and so I keep that open for them so they can have the same experience I had when I was a kid. So, but yeah, no, that's how it works.
Yeah, very short modern firearm season in Washington State, so you'll definitely want to hop on this by going to lsooutfitters.com if you're interested. So you offer both two-day hunts that are guided and four-day hunts that are guided. Is that correct?
Correct, yep. Just to help with the, you know, if somebody doesn't want to pay the $4,000, it just kind of helps them out. They can pay half that, but they just get half the days to hunt, so...
That's more than fair. So $2,000 for a two-day hunt, $4,000 for a four-day, all meals included?
Correct, yep. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And if you harvest a deer, do you help butcher it?
I do. I help get it from the field to your truck. We do not offer, you know, in-house butchering and, you know, grinding and all that stuff. I just get it from the field to you, and then it's your choice to take it to a butcher or do it yourself.
One of the things we should mention, if you can't get in the modern firearm hunt, you also offer these guided hunts during the muzzleloader season, too. And that goes a little longer, doesn't it?
Yes, it's about, I believe it's 14 days. So how that works is, you know, I start day one as the four-day hunt. I take a day off in between each group to kind of regather stuff and get ready for the next group of hunters. But more challenging, but they are in the rut during that time, so...
Better opportunity.
Yeah, the bucks are getting a little dumber, mm-hmm. but yeah, you still got to get within that 100 to 200 yard range.
Well, sounds like a great opportunity to hunt some mule deer in southeast Washington on some private land along the Snake River. It's going to be pretty unpressured because he's the only guy that's hunting it, and he's going to be hunting it with you as one of his clients. So the website to go to is lsooutfitters.com. That's lsooutfitters.com. Book your deer hunting or coyote hunting trip today, and do it soon before he fills up because he's already full up for 2025, though he does still have openings for this season. Kenan, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thank you.
It's time for the Trail of Shame.
Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you.
Stories of poachers, scoundrels, and other ne'er-do-wells. So if you see someone committing a criminal act on the water or in the field, turn them in. It's the right thing to do.
From Outdoor Life magazine and multiple other sources, we learned that the state record for tiger trout in Idaho has been revoked after a fish and game officer did some old-fashioned detective work. Last May, a man named Cody King was fishing Montpelier Reservoir and caught a tiger trout that weighed 8 pounds, 8 ounces on a certified scale. A press release was sent out by Idaho Fish and Game because King's trout easily beat out the previous record of roughly 4 pounds, 11 ounces set in 2020. However, State Conservation Officer Colby White said he was suspicious of King's record from the start. White said that King had left him a voicemail on May 26 stating he'd caught the fish from the reservoir the night before. However, the photo that King submitted to the agency was clearly taken during the daytime. White, speaking with a reporter with the Idaho State Journal, said, "The picture threw me off a little bit because I knew exactly where that photo was taken at the reservoir and it definitely wasn't taken at nighttime." So White went to that site and started taking pictures every hour to see what the sunlight looked like in the background and was able to determine that that picture had been taken sometime between noon and 1 p.m. After that, White checked license records and found out that Cody King had actually caught the fish without a license. You see, at 2:45 p.m. on that day, he went into town and purchased a one-day non-resident license. Interviewed by Idaho Department of Fish and Game officials and shown the pictures that they took, King admitted that that's exactly what happened. He was cited for a couple of misdemeanors, pled guilty to them as well, was fined nearly $1,000, had his fishing and hunting privileges revoked for a year, and worst of all, had his title stripped from him. As for my message to you, Cody King, hey, great fish. But if you catch it or any other fish without a license, it doesn't count. And that's why this week you are walking our trail of shame.
Shame, shame on you.
Head to Montana's Missouri River Country this fall for some of the best bird hunting you'll find in North America. Take your dog for a long walk. hunting sharp-tailed grouse and pheasant. Canada geese are plentiful for all you waterfowl hunters, and if you're a big game hunter, you'll find plenty of opportunities to tag out on deer, elk, and pronghorn. After your hunt is done, stay at a hotel in one of our communities. Most of them are pet-friendly, and reward yourself with a hearty meal. Find out more at MissouriRiverMT.com and sign up to receive a free travel guide.
Nature at its finest. That's what you'll find in Northeast Oregon's Wallowa County. Paddle a kayak or go fishing at Wallowa Lake. Hike into the Eagle Cap Wilderness or soak in the views after taking the tram to the top of Mount Howard. Then take time to explore the towns of Joseph and Enterprise. No matter how you take in this country, you're sure to enjoy it. That's the beauty of Wallowa County, and that's why we're home to one of Oregon's seven wonders. Find out more at WallowaCountyChamber.com.
The Brewster Salmon Derby is going off August 2nd through the 4th on the Upper Columbia River. There's over $10,000 in cash and prizes, to include a $2,000 check for the King of the Pool. Register today at BrewsterSalmonDerby.com.
This year, resolve to immerse yourself into the great outdoors. Whether you're learning to hunt, fish, hike, camp, paddle, or grill, or are looking to take yourself to the next level, the place to go for the gear you need is Sportsman's Warehouse. With over 145 stores around the nation, Sportsman's Warehouse is truly America's premier outfitter. Find a store near you or shop online anytime at sportsmans.com. That's sportsmans.com for Sportsman's Warehouse.
Before we go today, we've got time for one last shot of Northwestern Outdoors Radio with your host, John Cruz.
I am glad you're back. I wanted to remind you about those tournaments coming up at Mardon Resort and Potholes Reservoir in Eastern Washington this spring. They're all being put on by the Big Bass Trail Tournament Circuit. And the man behind that is Russ Baker, who owns Living Out Performance Marine with dealerships in Pacific and Spokane Valley, Washington. The first tournament is the Pro-Am, taking place April 25th and the 26th. And here's how this one works. The pros are the ones with the boats, and the co-anglers are the amateurs who fish from the back of the boat. Now, if we get a 100-boat field or close to it, the pro that wins is going to take home a $50,000 Phoenix bass boat, while the amateur will be taking home a $5,000 check. But even if you don't win, as an amateur fishing this, like I did last year and I'm going to this year, you are going to learn so much from that pro that you're fishing with in terms of techniques, in terms of style, all sorts of things that'll help you become a better angler. And if you're a pro and you're fishing with a local Sharpie, well, you might learn something about fishing Potholes Reservoir too that might help you take home a paycheck or win that boat. The tournament right after that is the Big Bass Tournament, May 4th and 5th. And this one is a ton of fun. It's all about bringing in the biggest bass. There's hourly weigh-ins, and the biggest bass that wins each hour is going to get a cash prize. And assuming we have 100 boats, the biggest bat caught over the two-day event is going to win $10,000. That is nothing to sneeze at. The final event is the Pothole Shootout. That happens in early June, where everyone fishes the first day and the top 10 battle it out the second day to see who's going to take home the biggest check. You can find out more about all three of these tournaments and register for them at BigBassTrail.com. That's BigBassTrail.com. I'm definitely fishing the first two tournaments, and I look forward to seeing you there. And by the way, you better hurry up. The deadline to register is coming up soon. And now it's time for your Sportsman's Warehouse Trivia Question of the Week. And this week, it's about our national parks here in the greater Northwest. Now, one of them is actually an international park. You'll find it in the state of Montana. And that is your question. What is this international park? It goes by its national park name. But again, it is joined with another national park on the Canada side of the border. If you know the answer, you know what to do. Simply shoot me an email at john@northwesternoutdoors.com. Give me your answer that way. Or you can go ahead and just go to our website at northwesternoutdoors.com. Go to the Contact Us page and give me your answer there. Again, what is the name of this international national park found in the state of Montana? One lucky person who guesses right wins that $25 gift card we give away every week from America's Premier Outfitter, which has the gear you need for camping, hiking, fishing, and wildlife watching at any national park you may visit in the near future. And on that note, it's time to go. Boy, oh boy, the March weather has certainly been a blessing in terms of having an early spring. And even though things are a little cooler this weekend than last, it's still been rather glorious. I hope you're getting out there to enjoy it. And if you haven't yet, don't dilly-dally. Until next time, do take care, God bless, and make it a point to spend some time outdoors.